Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
A big twist on NXT, big words from Jake Hager, and a bigger family for Kurt Angle. For Thursday, October 24th, 2019, this is your Cultaholic Daily News Podcast.
Still four against me. What the hell?
Oh, my
what
God!
The hell?
No!
Oh, my God! Undisputed Era Bowling, Tommaso Ciampa, but what the hell has gone into Finn Balor?
What a way to end NXT last night. So, Undisputed Era in the ring. Out comes Gargano. Out comes Ciampa. Out comes Balor. And we're thinking, here we go. NXT TakeOver War Games. This is where we begin the bit. Oh, wait, no, we don't. Because Finn Balor has just kicked Johnny Gargano's head off. Oh, great. Now Finn Balor is attacking Gargano. Oh, Finn Balor has officially turned heel in NXT. And I like a heel turn that is logical and catches me off guard. It has to do those two things for it to be good. I mean, Finn Balor's heel turn kind of makes sense. He kind of choreographed it when he talked about coming back to his roots in NXT, coming back to cut a road less traveled and find himself. And this is part of that journey to find himself. I'm not mad at this at all. I think, if anything, this is a very astute decision. Because you've already got Ciampa, who's in the title picture. You've already got Gargano, who's a top guy as well. And Balor as a top guy too. I think moving him to the dark side certainly not just frees up some space on the top tier of babyfaces, but also presents some really interesting matches with a very different dynamic. I'm all about this Finn Balor heel turn.
Oh, look at this. They've locked themselves in the luxury box.
What JR would call a Pier 6 brawl was one of the big highlights from AEW Dynamite last night as we saw the Inner Circle in their luxury box get the fight brought to them by Cody, Dustin Rhodes, the MJF, and Diamond Dallas Page. This was a wild segment on Dynamite last night as we get set for AEW Full Gear, which is a week on Saturday, which will see Cody challenge for the AEW Heavyweight Championship. That was a big highlight from Dynamite last night. Also, a massive tag team match in the tag title tournament, which saw Private Party face the Lucha Brothers. What a great way to open AEW in the hottest style possible than with those four lads. But look, it is not my place to talk about AEW Dynamite. I leave that to Jack the Jobber, who is along later today on the Cultaholic YouTube channel with AEW Graded. I will also be here with NXT Graded, and Ross Twiddell will be along with the AEW TF Moments. That is all coming up on the official Cultaholic YouTube channel later on today. Hit like and subscribe. Hit that weird bell on YouTube so when the video drops, your phone will literally make the noise of a bell. It's good, that, isn't it?
Hey, calm down for 1 second. We the people, socks
and it's dead and buried. It was a stupid idea from bad creative, and all that's gone.
Jake Hager has been really having a career renaissance since leaving WWE. A major star at Bellator. He's put on an impressive streak as part of them. And now part of AEW. He was the big surprise on the first night. And he's been brought in as the hired muscle for the inner circle. Jake Hager was talking to Sports Illustrated about his time in WWE and about sort of his opinions on WWE right now. Jake said, "When I look at guys like Cesaro, guys like Bobby Lashley, they are just lost. When I look at them, that whole cloud of doom comes right back over me. I am so glad that I'm not in that. It's something that you deal with within big companies, but it's also how they treat their talent. They know exactly what they're doing, and I hate to say it, but it's on purpose. They want you lost in there so they can control you. They don't control me anymore. Now I'm finally being portrayed in the way I always should have." Jake Hager doesn't have many nice things to say about his time with WWE. And that's certainly come through several different channels. And this Sports Illustrated interview is very, very intriguing indeed. I do encourage you to read the whole thing on Sports Illustrated's website. Quite a few guys in WWE will no doubt read stuff like that and be getting itchy. Randy Orton is one of those names at the moment. We talked about him yesterday on the podcast, whose contract is coming to an end next year, and he may be eyeing AEW. I don't know how much Jake Hager's interview with Sports Illustrated will ring true for him and other guys who are lost in that similar shuffle. A lot has been said about WWE 2K20 since the video game dropped on Tuesday. Justin Leeper, a former writer and designer for WWE Games, posted a YouTube video which discusses his experiences with WWE Games and its former development partner, Yuke's. The video goes into detail about the work ethic of Yuke's and how their removal from WWE Games has impacted this year's release.
Let's say you had an apartment for 20 years, living in that same apartment, and your landlord comes to you and says, "You gotta leave this apartment, but leave all your stuff there." And you leave, and he immediately brings somebody else in and says, "Now you have to live in this apartment, make it work." And the new tenant is going, "Well, I don't know where's the key. I don't know how to unlock this door. What light switch does what? How do I start the burner without setting the building on fire?" And that is what has happened with the two WWE game series. You have a tenant in there who doesn't know how any of it works.
Triple H was cornered by TMZ and asked about the return of Ronda Rousey. He responded by saying she'll be back in the WWE at some point. He was also asked about the possibility of NXT Japan, and he responded by saying, "We shall see." WWE still very much have plans to expand into Japan. I think Monday's announcement from New Japan that they're expanding into America will not have put the stoppers on that. So WWE are launching a podcast network. I feel dirty plugging it on here, but there you go. This tweet comes from WrestleVotes in regards to that. They say, "Hearing that WWE is planning on bringing back the Stone Cold podcast to the WWE network in the near future. The show is scheduled to have a brand new name, but the same concept. Austin interviewing top stars. I'm told it should launch within the first quarter of 2020, if not sooner." During this week's episode of WWE's new chat show, The Bump, it was revealed that R-Truth is getting a 24 documentary all about his life and times on the WWE Network very soon. Very intrigued to see this one. R-Truth, very much to the casual fan, is this comedy guy who has been a real focal point of the 24/7 championship. But there is so much more to R-Truth. He's a former NWA heavyweight champion. He was a part of TNA wrestling in the early days. He's actually been with the WWE since 2001. He was having tryouts in the 90s as well. He's had such a big career. I'm excited to see a chronicle about all of the life and times of R-Truth. And finally, Kurt Angle has posted a picture of himself and his wife, Giovanna, who are proudly bringing home their adopted son, Joseph, from Bulgaria. He revealed, along with his wife, Giovanna, that they adopted Joseph back in June. And today was, and this is the week where Joseph comes home. It's taken 15 months of paperwork, phone calls and visas, but it's such a lovely sight to see Kurt Angle bringing Joseph to the USA. Joseph is Kurt's sixth child. He has two with Karen, his first wife, and four with Giovanna. Are we counting Jason Jordan? I think we are counting Jason Jordan. What a busy Thanksgiving table that is going to be in a couple of weeks' time. That'll do it for the Cultaholic Daily News podcast. Thank you very much for downloading and supporting. The Cultaholic YouTube channel is busy today. Not only is a brand new video episode of Desert Island Graps available now, featuring myself chatting to the brilliant Paul London, but stay tuned because throughout the day today, we will have AEW and NXT graded from Jack the Jobber and myself, and AEWTF moments from Ross Twiddell. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. I love you. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.